In his 28 years in the jazz and R&B world, singer Will Downing has sold more than 4 million albums. His latest, Black Pearls, is an album of all cover songs from some of R&B's greatest female voices, including singer and actress Phyllis Hyman's 1977 hit, Meet Me on the Moon. Here's Downing's version.
'Cause you're so great, fly into my love. That's what
Will Downing joined me in the studio to talk about this latest project and the challenge of covering songs by women without changing the essence of the music.
Everlasting moment of love.
Now, this is a very old thing. It's not new, covering songs, first hits by others. But often when men sing songs that were made hits by women, or women sing songs that were made by, they re-engineer the song, they change the lyrics. Yours is a straight-up tribute.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're hits, and they were hits for a reason. So, you know, why, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Is that the old saying? So it was right the first time. Sing the melody, just sing it beautifully, and represent yourself and the male interpretation of a lot of these songs that were done by female artists.
Do you have to find a way to make it your own while still paying respect to the integrity of the original hit?
Well, it automatically becomes my own as soon as you hear those songs done an octave down. So automatically that puts me in my own lane. But also just the definition of a lot of the songs, it takes on a whole new thing when you hear it coming from a man's perspective. So it becomes very interesting with some of the subject matter on some of the songs.
Well, yeah. Well, it love and relationships. Did it always work? Was it always a comfortable slide to start singing these songs and think, would a man really say this? Would a man really say it this way?
Well, I think that's the way it should be done. You know, my sister, with the first single that we've released, Everything I Miss at Home, a song originally done by Sherelle, it's a song about a woman who is not satisfied at home and saying, hey, there's someone else out there who will be more than willing to do everything that you won't do.
You give me attention. You're someone who understands my needs. Someone who is sensitive. You give me everything I miss at home. You
know I can't remember hearing a sweeter, more endearing song about having an affair.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, that's a very good way to put it.
Or maybe the justification for having
there you go. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't do wrong if you would do right. I gotta write that down. That could be a nice song title.
Are you risking the fans of these great artists coming back at you and saying, hey, come on, not this?
Well, from a fan's perspective, I mean, it should be interesting to find out what people feel about the interpretation of a classic song, because people know these songs for what they were and what they are. So it should be interesting. I don't expect all the feedback to be 100% positive in my direction, but, you know, it gives you something to talk about.
You came up in Brooklyn.
Yes, I did.
And the 70s and early 80s, things were going in a lot of different directions. It was the early days of hip-hop, along with some of the classic times of R&B. How does a guy who wants to be in this business, who wants to be a creator, figure it out for himself?
Well, I didn't figure it out. It kind of fell into place. Primarily, when I started in this business, I was a background vocalist, so I did whatever was required. I also came up in the era of club music and house music, the sound of Chicago. I would put these records out under assumed names. So I've been a guy named Wally Jump Jr. in the Criminal Element on Criminal Records. I was R.T. in the Rockman Unlimited. I was in a group called NV. So I did all those things before I kind of found out what I wanted to do musically. And when I did find out in 1988, I released my very first solo project. And the first song that I released was actually an artist that I covered on this latest record, which was Denise Williams.
Black butterfly,
sail across the waters. Tell your sons and daughters what the struggle brings.
What's changed about R&B in the mix of the music world since those days?
Ooh, what hasn't changed? You don't hear as much instrumentation as you used to hear. Back in the day, you'd hear live drums, keyboards, strings, horns. Those days, you know, not so much. I don't know if it's a cause factor or just the sound of the world has changed. But I've kind of gone back to my roots on this recording. So you, on this recording, you get to hear live strings.
So real people.
Oh, real folk. Folks got, they got employed and they played well. So that's the job. That's the way it used to be. And I'm bringing it back.
You mentioned the Jones Girls. This song?
Nights Over Egypt. A song originally done by the Jones Girls. So.
How do you make it your own?
Well, I've just always loved the song. And it's funny, like when you interpret these songs, the way you think you know a song, and then when you sit down and you have to do it and perform, it's like, I never knew what the lyric was. I didn't realize, what does that mean? So it kind of made me do a little bit of homework, and I hope I did it some justice.
There's a sky in the east, over pyramids at Giza. Then down the Nile, she came with a smile. He was the king, she was the queen under the moonlight.
I can't remember the rest, but
nights over Egypt, nights over Egypt.
There you go, my music teacher would be happy. I put that T at the end.
Egypt.
Will, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
I live the street life, because there's no place I can go. Street life, it's the only life I know. Street life.
That was singer Will Downing. His latest album is called Black Pearls.
Until you play your life away, let the people see just who you wanna be. And every night you shine.